celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
And on that day, there was a sound as of a rushing mighty wind. You can have more power. You can have more purpose if and only if.
What if the fire of Pentecost wasn't just history, but a living promise ready to be unleashed in your life? In his sequel to Revival If, best-selling author Rod Parsley explores the incredible power and presence of the Holy Spirit. From the upper room in Acts to the historic outpouring at Azusa Street, you'll be equipped to experience Pentecostal power in unlimited measure, igniting a revival in your life and the world around you right now. It's more than a story. It's time to embrace your role in the next great move of God. It's time to let the fire fall. Pentecost If, the new book by Rod Parsley, available November 5th. For more information, visit PentecostIf.com.
Across America and around the world, today is your day. Father, heal, deliver, save everyone for your glory.
Witness a miracle moment in time that cannot be explained, only experienced. Join Dr. Rod Parsley and hundreds of thousands around the world as they celebrate a 50-year legacy of faith and the power of prayer. Get ready for revival and watch miracles manifest during the most anticipated event of the year. Miracle Healing and Victory Prayer Cloth Service, Sunday, November 24th at 10 a.m. at World Harvest Church, with special music by Lisa Brunson and the Harvest Music Live Choir as they lead you in anointed praise and worship on this supernaturally powerful day. Make your plans to be a part of Miracle Healing and Victory Prayer Cloth Service at World Harvest Church, Sunday, November 24th at 10 a.m.
There is no doubt that Satan is real, and you better learn it. You have an adversary. He is not to be trifled with. He is not to be played with. He is to be taken authority over. And that authority that is enforced is the authority that was produced when Jesus announced, "It is finished." Eternity is real, and there are only two choices, heaven or hell. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. That's the dividing line. There's no gray area, millennials. There's no gray area. When Jesus commissioned his 12 apostles in Matthew 10, he gave them a directive. Say directive. It's both vital and ingenious. Verse 16, Matthew 10. Be wise as serpents, be harmless as doves. John 17, 16. He said that we should be in this world, but not of it. Some people are afraid to drive down their own neighborhood street because somebody's hung sheets up in the trees representing ghosts, and they're afraid a spirit will get on them. Whoever lives in that house, you ought to say, "Thank you, Jesus, they're born again. Thank you, they're filled with the Holy Ghost. Thank you, they're on their way to heaven." And then you ought to go over and invite them. When the entire culture is focused on the negative aspects of the spiritual world, what better time for the presentation of the gospel? He that believes and is baptized shall what? He that believeth not shall be. So your children are in one line or the other. Just like after the Titanic had sank, they went to the shore and they put up a sign. On one side, it said saved. And there were the people. On the other side, it said lost. And there were the people. And there was no in between. If you keep that in mind, you'll be like Deborah George. You'll win souls by accident. than more than most people went on purpose. He that believe, these signs shall follow those that believe in my name. Shout the first one. Shout the first one. They shall cast out devils. If there were no devils to be cast out, he would not have said devils. And he would not have given you your purpose regarding devils. Are you a believer? Then here's your only interaction with demons. Cast them out. Don't have a conversation with them. Don't rub their bellies. Don't try to get them to do something in a paper bag. Cast them out. Everybody just say, you foul devil, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command you, come out. That's it. That's it. You must know your adversary. Don't you ever, in your own head or even sometimes out loud, just be walking through the house and go, shut up. I do. I do it all the time. Sometimes it's like, you know, it's no different than talking to a person. Like, would you shut up? Why don't you do this? Start thinking about having conversations in your head with people that aren't even there. And getting yourself to the boiling point. Well, see, that's demonically inspired stuff. It's not to be afraid of. It's to cast down. Cast down every thought, every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought. Man, I need to teach like a master course. Have time to really get some work done. The Bible does not state the number of demons, so stop trying to figure it out. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 4 tells us that there are certainly at least 2/3 of them and 1/3 of angels and 1/3 of fallen angels. Two fatal mistakes you will make, miscalculations regarding demons. Number one, be ignorant or in disbelief of their power. I think I shared with you last week, Michael the archangel, the highest in the angelic host is Michael. He is the archangel above all other archangels, and archangels are above all other angels and all other spirits and so forth. So Michael was arguing over the body, the dead bones of Moses, with Lucifer. They were disputing, and Michael had the good sense to say, the Lord rebukes you. I've heard people all the time. I command you, Satan. And about 2/3 of the time, the people doing it, the devil's saying what he said to the sons of Sceva. Read your Bible. It's in the book of Acts. The sons of Sceva, who said what? They said, we adjure you by Jesus who Paul preaches. That's like y'all sitting out there trying to rebuke a devil by Jesus who Pastor Rod preaches. You're not going to be very successful because the demons responded, Paul we know, Christ we know, who are you? I need to be around some people. I need to be around some relevant, resurrected, remnant revivalists who want to be as known in the realm of the spirit by demons as they are by anything else. Brother Summerall said, when I get off my airplane and I put my foot on the ground, I've already notified the devil I'm here. Wow. Okay. Ignorance, ignoring them, disbelief in them. That's the first. The second is to overestimate their power. You're saying that thing, that fallen piece of nothing, liar from the smoke-filled corridors of the doomed and the damned, is equal to the third person of the Trinity? That devil is defeated. You're not defeating him. You're enforcing his defeat. You're reminding him that Jesus put a big old hematoma on the side of his head on the cross of Calvary, and he has been fatally and mortally wounded. He is already judged. That's why he's so mean. He knows there's nothing he can do but end up in the pit that burns with fire and brimstone forever and forever. Let me answer another question. Boy, this one blew up online. Can a born-again believer be possessed? Emphatically, no. No. A born-again believer cannot be possessed. Let me answer this question. If you believe a born-again believer can be possessed of the devil, what happens when they die? Does the devil go to heaven? Well, they're spirits. No born-again person can be possessed by a devil. Get it? Because it will ruin churches. It will ruin families. That false doctrine is demonic in itself, because it says a devil is greater than the blood of Jesus, washing you clean, making you a new creature, and filling you with the very same spirit that raised Jesus to life again. He's not going to cohabit with a demon. Now let me walk through this. There's no biblical evidence of that, okay? Let me give you 7 steps. You ready? Number 1, 7 steps of a journey to demon possession. Number 1, regression. Number 2, repression. Oh boy, here come all your friends. Here comes religion. We do the wave at the shoe. And nobody thinks one thing about it. Religion is repressive. It means to restrain. To restrain. To hold you back. You've been at the Harv. You go back to wherever you came from. And the Holy Ghost gets all over you, and you're the only one with both hands raised. Everybody else got half mass with one hand. And they will look at you. And inside, you will feel squeezed down. Where the Spirit is Lord, there is liberty. To hold back. Here it is. To prevent natural expression. Number 3, suppression. Suppressed. To press under. To keep back. To exclude desire and feeling. When your feelings start to go, listen to me. You're 3 steps in. When you feel like this, I'm not criticizing. I just hear it a lot. I just feel numb. I don't feel anything. I don't feel happy. I don't feel sad. I don't feel anger. I don't feel joy. I just don't feel anything. Right then, stop whatever you're doing. Go someplace where you can be loud. And get in there and tell that thing to go. I said, make it go. Don't you dare stay in that. Sanctified emotions are of God. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So you're going to walk around for 3 months and have no joy? And stop thinking it comes from someplace else. That's not where it comes from. It comes from heaven. It comes up swelling up out of your belly. It comes from the book. It comes from worship. It comes from glorifying Him. Number four. Now you're better than halfway there. Depression. All of these are real. Every one of these is absolutely real. Depression is real. And you stay in it long enough, it will kill you. It will kill you. Do whatever you need to do, but get out. It's emotional. It's an emotional condition. It's an emotional condition characterized by one major feeling. You might know what it is? Hopelessness. Do you know what hopelessness is? Tomorrow will never be different than today. You'll die with that. Everything in you will shrivel up. You'll have no desire. You'll have no feeling. You just want to lay on the couch. I'm not saying it's not real. It's real. And the first thing you need to do is rebuke it. Rebuke means point your finger and say, stop it. That's enough. That's enough. Grab yourself by your own lapels and shake yourself right real good. And then get the craziest dance on you can imagine. I said by yourself. By yourself. You don't dance by yourself, don't dance in here. Right? Hopelessness. Number five, oppression. Oppressed. To press. Watch, watch. To crush, to smother, to overpower by overwhelming. You got this coming, you got that coming, you got something else getting through. Put on, some of this stuff's so simple. Put on the whole armor of God. Not a piece of it. You don't get to, it's not Burger King. You don't get to have it your way. The whole armor. Yes, sir. The helmet of salvation. Know what that means. Study about it. Read about it. Put on the helmet of salvation. The breastplate, righteousness. Have your feet shod. Because you're supposed to be going. Remember that? You know the first thing an oppressor will do to a captive? First thing, take their shoes. Take their shoes. The minute you stop going, you stop growing. If your spiritual life is the same this week that it was last week, you are not the same. You are regressing. There are no standoffs. Number six. Number five, to weigh you down. You just feel like you can't even lift yourself up. got so many burdens. Way back in the book of Amos, he's called your burden bearer. I think he said, cast all your care on him. Come on now. This is all about us, you see. This isn't about the devil so strong. No, if you'd have taken care of him 5 steps ago, stop hanging out with your old unsaved friends. Well, I'm going to win them. Have you? Number 6. It's getting real serious now. Obsession. Obsession. Are you listening? You're stuck on an idea. You can't get it out of your head. Or you're stuck on an emotion. And if you're not having that emotion, you think you're going to die. It's obsession to the exclusion of everything else. People that are obsessed will leave their children. You say, well, it doesn't make any sense. No, it doesn't make sense. They're obsessed. It doesn't make any sense, right? They're obsessed. They need Elder Canfield. And then number seven, now you're possessed. It means to be completely controlled. You have no thoughts of your own. You have no actions of your own. You are totally a slave. You are occupied. You are inhabited, right? You are ruled by extraneous forces outside of yourself. But at this point, they're inside. They've taken control, right? Woo! I'm glad I'm free, man. Amen. I am glad I'm free. Amen. I'm glad I'm free. I don't need a drink. I'm not one toke over the line, sweet Jesus. I don't look at pornography. I don't want to. I want him. I want the anointing. Talk about being obsessed. I'm obsessed about this. My family's like, why are you doing this tonight? You worked 20 hours the last 2 days in a row. Why are you doing this? Because I'm obsessed. And I'm believing that when I get up here in front of y'all and get a microphone and a Bible, I'll get possessed. Well, if you learned anything, give God a glory. Give him a glory. Give him a glory. Give him a glory. I certainly believe that you didn't come across this moment on Breakthrough Today by accident. In fact, I'm sure of it. The Bible tells us that the steps of a good person are ordered of the Lord. You were supposed to be there right now. Now, don't try and reason it out. That's what you do when faith is not present. But when faith arrives, that's the time to act. And that's why I'm asking every partner, every friend watching today to sow a seed faith gift and allow me to agree with you for the power to break every evil that has come against you and your family. Jehovah Hoshea. The Lord who saves. He saved you from sin. He saved you from evil. You only need to have faith. Be strong. Be courageous. Brave enough to stand against this evil by helping me take this teaching of the Word of God to every believer and the message of salvation and the power of Pentecost, healing and deliverance to the whole wide world, as I've been doing for nearly 40 years. Your generous financial gift today of only $58 will be used to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the lost, to edify and educate believers like you, to become a part of a remnant revival, to advance the kingdom of God across America and around the world. You know, it may have been several weeks. I imagine it has been. Maybe it's even been months since you've taken time to support this great gospel ministry. I know it means so much to you. Joni and I would love to hear from you, need to hear from you this week. I hope you'll write to us today, tuck in that love gift, or call right now with your seed faith gift of $58 or $77, whatever amount the Lord Jesus leads you to sow. I'll be agreeing with you in prayer over that seed for supernatural harvest. Remember, what you make happen for someone else, God will make happen for you. So please call now or simply click on rodparsley.com. Now here's more about some exciting new ministry resources coming your way.
Today's new ministry resource will build you up to face today's challenges and equip you for victory. The times demand it.
In more than 50 years of gospel ministry, Dr. Parsley has never witnessed a greater attack against the church. That's why it's vital that you act quickly and request the full collection in The What and Why of Evil.
For your restoration seed gift of $77 or more, you'll receive 6 messages specifically chosen to equip you to break the strongholds of evil. Plus, today only, we'll add the Demonology Handbook. Know that a door has been opened to the spirit of Antichrist, and there's evil being carried out by demon spirits. You can be ready to defend your family by unmasking the mysteries of evil.
That now, unto the principalities and powers, the demon spirits in the supernatural realm may be made known by the church what is the manifold wisdom of God in Christ.
Call with your love gift of $77 or more to receive this outstanding resource to become and stay victorious. This is the most complete collection of anointed messages we've ever made available. Call, write, or give safely and securely at rodparsley.com.
The current culture is obsessed with the dark, the depravity, with the deviancy and the demonic aspects, which are all too real, of the supernatural realm.
Now, with more on the what and why of evil, here is Dr. Rod Parsley.
Now, don't forget to follow me, as millions are doing every day on all of our social media platforms. Don't want you to miss out. All the links are available to you at rodparsley.com. I'll be back with more on the what and why of evil next time on Your Breakthrough.